You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marian Navarro. For the first time in 33 years, the city of San Antonio may need to consider raising its property tax rate due to declining property tax revenue. TPR's Joy Palacios reports the five-year forecast for the city's budget is at a deficit.
The city is forecasting a $264 million shortfall through 2031 if there isn't any intervention. Expenses are outpacing revenue, and property tax revenue growth could be negative in 2027. The city is proposing two plans, one that cuts $130 million over 2 years without a tax increase, the other with a tax increase and cutting $70 million over 2 years. District 7 Councilwoman Marina Alrete-Gavito says the city should focus on cuts before looking at increasing the tax rate.
To me, if we're not doing our part to make reductions, it's not fair to ask the taxpayers to help, to take the hit to support our overspending. And I hate to classify it that way, but again, this is where the rubber meets the road, and we have to focus on our core service.
The impact of declining revenue won't be known until July, when the Bexar Appraisal District finalizes the rolls for this year. I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.
A new report from the Sierra Club details the water usage of gas, coal, and nuclear power plants. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
The report shows that in 2024, Texas power plants consumed roughly 100 billion gallons of water, while renewables and battery storage use barely any water at all. Lindsay Mader is press secretary with the Sierra Club.
We think it's far past time to not look in every nook and cranny for where we can find water savings. So we think this water use category still deserves like a lot of attention, especially because there are other options that we have.
The 2027 Texas State Water Plan estimates the state could face a shortage of 1.2 trillion gallons as soon as 2030. Renewable energy supplied 30% of the state's electricity needs in 2024, but uses minimal water to operate. The new report can be seen at sierraclub.org/wastedwater. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Despite years of severe drought, the San Antonio Water System says the community has reached a new water conservation milestone. TPR's Yvette Benavides has more.
San Antonio Water System says the city has reached a new low in daily water use, even as the region remains in a prolonged drought. According to SAWS, the community used an average of 111 gallons per person per day in 2025. That number includes water used for showers, laundry, cooking, and outdoor irrigation. SAWS says the milestone comes after nearly 6 years of severe drought and more than 3 years of drought watering rules for customers. The utility credits the reduction to a combination of conservation programs, updated watering restrictions, and customer behavior. SAW says it's worked to encourage customers to remove irrigation systems, replace grass lawns, and find and fix leaks. I'm Yvette Benavides in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs bounced back Wednesday night, dominating the Minnesota Timberwolves 133-95 at the Frost Bank Center to even their Western Conference semifinal series at one game apiece. Star Victor Wembanyama finished with 19 points and 15 rebounds, while Stephon Castle led San Antonio with 21 points. Spurs blew the game open in the second quarter and led by as many as 47 points in the victory. After the game, Wembanyama praised the team's defensive intensity.
I love how everyone had everybody's back. Tonight it looked like a system that worked.
Game 3 shifts to Minneapolis on Friday night. It'll be streamed on Amazon Prime. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Marian Navarro.